welcome to the Small Caps Podcast, where we discuss news and information related to ASX-listed companies and financial markets, keeping investors informed. Note that the content in this podcast is not financial or investment advice, and be sure to head over to smallcaps.com.au to get the latest market news. Now, without further delay, here's today's podcast.
Welcome back to Small Caps. My name's Kerry Stevenson. Delighted today to bring you two people, which we're going to talk about credit intelligence. First up, I have Jimmy Wong. He is the founder and executive chairman of Credit Intelligence based in Hong Kong. Also with me is Chris Mushin. He is the founder of Chapter 2 based in Sydney. So we're going global today, ladies and gentlemen, and we've got lots to talk about at Credit Intelligence. It's a really good time for you to understand what this company is doing and why we're talking with them today. So welcome to the program, both of you gentlemen. Jimmy, I am going to start with you, if that's okay. Could you give our listeners an overview of who is Credit Intelligence and a little bit of background, including your very successful history in Hong Kong?
Okay. Good afternoon, everybody. My name is Jimmy Wong. I am the founder of Credit Intelligence, which is a Hong Kong company with history dated back from the 2002, which is a long time from today, almost 18 years. So I was a lawyer trained in Hong Kong. I graduated from University of Hong Kong, Faculty of Law. I started practice as a Hong Kong lawyer from the 1987. So I'm experienced lawyer in Hong Kong already, okay, almost 33 years from today. So I focus in personal debt insolvency work from the 2002 because of the Asian financial crisis. The position in Hong Kong was very bad because of the financial trouble faced by all Hong Kong people at that time. From 1997 to 2004, there was a big drop in property prices in Hong Kong, and the crash in the stock market and the deterioration in the economy, and also the SARS in 2003 in Hong Kong, which aggravated the financial trouble of people. The property prices in Hong Kong dropped 70%.
Wow.
From 1997 to 2004. I also suffered a lot, I also lost a lot of money investing in real properties. But this is a problem to be faced by many people in the world, including the people in Australia. So it's possible that the property prices will fall everywhere in the world because of the deterioration in the global economy. So I started to save people from the suicide, from the bankruptcy, by the offering the debt restructuring service to many of my clients of the law firm. So I try to persuade the banks in Hong Kong or the other financial institutions in Hong Kong to allow my client to repay their debt, either secure mortgage loan and a secure credit card, and also personal loan by the rescheduled timetable from 4 to 12 years to pay off their secure loan and the secure loan. In essence, my client was allowed to repay 40 to 60% of their monthly income to me, and I will split the money to be repaid to all creditors each month so that my client can avoid the trouble of bankruptcy. Because for some people in Hong Kong at that time, including policemen, they will lose the jobs if they are bankrupt. Like teachers, principals, other professionals, and people holding license like estate agent and insurance broker. And also policemen and some civil servant with some sensitive work duties, they will lose their job if they go bankrupt. So I managed to save like some people from bankruptcy. That's my success in Hong Kong. So I acted for all the banks and all the financial institutions in doing this personal debt restructuring. And in 2004, I was appointed by all the banks in Hong Kong as a trustee in bankruptcy. So I managed the bankruptcy portfolio of the people who are declared bankrupt. All the creditors appointed me to manage these bankrupt people income and expenses each month. So I decide how much each bankrupt people need to pay from the monthly earnings to me and I split the money to all the creditors. So that's my job from 2004 as a trustee in bankruptcy. So we have a success story in Hong Kong for almost 18 years. We managed over 20,000 cases, 20,000 families, and I think several thousand family homes under my management. So I will sell some of the properties under bankruptcy so that the money will go back to creditors after paying off the mortgage. And in case it was a joint owned by the husband and wife, and the husband is bankrupt, so I will split the money with the wife who is not bankrupt. Okay, this is my success story. So we have a big portfolio in Hong Kong for many years. So we listed Credit Intelligence in 2018 in Australia in May. So we managed to acquire the two lending companies in Singapore, which offered finance to people in the financial trouble. So in 2020, which is this year, we managed to talk to Chris and we have a merger of two companies. Okay, I would call it merger or rather acquisition because we are partnership now with Chris, and Credit Intelligence acquired 51% of Chapter 2. I see a big market in Australia, like other places in the world, but Australia may be a much serious places in the world with debt trouble and the mortgage problem, the mortgage only problem and the personal debt problem. And the COVID-19 causes a lot of loss of jobs and the cut in the salary and income of many employees and bosses. So I think this is a good chance for Credit Intelligence to expand in Australia at this time. And I very believe Chris of Chapter 2 will have a big chance to do more business to save people from debt trouble in Australia.
Jimmy, thank you for that overview. I really appreciate it. You know, a lot of times people hear the word debt restructuring, insolvency, bankruptcy, and it puts a sort of a blackness around them because they think bad about that. But hearing you speak, you're actually looking at it in a more positive light. In fact, what you're doing is you're restructuring for people in a more positive way. Am I right? In helping them to restructure their finances so that they're not going down that dark hole. So in fact, Credit Intelligence is actually a better way for people to engage with you in the first place so that they can come out the other side in a more structured way. Would that be correct?
Yes, I surely agree. We are a positive business. We are not a negative business. So it's not a shame to have debt. Every people have debt. I buy a car, I buy a home, okay, I buy a mobile phone, I may need finance, okay? So it's not a shame to owe money to the banks or the finance company. It's a shame that you cannot repay, okay, at the right time. So it is normal in difficult times that some people will lose their income or they have some loss in their other mistakes, maybe in investment, okay, or some unforeseen financial circumstances. So our business model for Credit Intelligence, we can lend money to people who are in financial need, like the Singapore business. But in some cases, they have overborrowed. They cannot borrow anymore. They cannot afford to pay more interest and high interest. So we try to restructure their finance and give them a good solution. And this is a positive way to live our life and to solve a problem and face our future. Okay, it's a positive. Okay, I find my business and my job very meaningful. Not just making money, we help people, we help the creditors to recover their debts in a civilized, okay, and a timely manner. Okay, we need a good platform to serve all the creditors rather than forcing the people in financial trouble to big trouble or even force them to lose their hope and some people will commit suicide. Okay, I think this is not a good thing. I think what my job done to the society, to the government, to the banks are all positive moves to give a social harmony to the society.
Jimmy, I really do like that. You know, obviously COVID-19 has had a big impact, and you said just a few moments ago that in Australia, you didn't say may, you said will. You said property prices will fall, and that you feel Australia is in probably more debt difficulties than other parts of the world. Why did you look to Australia? I mean, do you really see that we are...
Before I decided to list the credit interest in Australia, I have done the research, and I think Australia is one of the most serious debt problem. Okay, in the world, should be the top three, if I'm not mistaken, because many people, they borrow money to buy their home, and they spend more than they could afford. Okay, so I think this is happy life. This is a good signal to the economy. People spend more, the economy will be good. But in good times, this is okay. But in bad times, like the COVID-19, and many people will be losing their jobs, and many businesses will be closed, and the bosses and the employees will both face the trouble, okay? And I think Australia is like other parts of the world who are suffering from the, bad effects caused by the COVID-19. But Australia, I'm sorry to say, is one of the most badly hit economy in the world. And I foresee property prices in Hong Kong also falling. Because Hong Kong is the most expensive property prices in the world. It's six times the prices of Sydney. I think it's crazy. It will drop, it's falling, okay? Like 1997, okay? I don't foresee any ceiling for the drop, maybe 30% or 50% or even more. I don't know, but the property prices in Hong Kong is falling. And I see the property prices in Australia is falling also, okay? It's inevitable. Because when people lose their jobs and income, they can afford to pay the mortgage and no more new money to buy the new property. And the COVID-19 stopped students from China and from Hong Kong and from other overseas countries to study in Australia. There will be less demand for the rental for the overseas students, okay? And less investors will be coming to Australia to buy the property, especially from China. I think this will be a bad effect to the Australian housing market. So I would foresee that there will be a big pressure on the housing prices in Australia.
Well, that brings me nicely down to Chris, because you've recently done this merger with Chapter 2. And welcome, Chris. You're the founder of Chapter 2 here in Sydney. So we're going from Hong Kong down to Sydney. Jimmy, I will come back to you.
Yes.
But if I could just ask you, Chris, first of all, let's give just a very brief background about Chapter 2, because you're clearly in synergy with Jimmy's company. You've merged together. Can you just give us a little bit of background to Chapter 2? And by the way, before we start with that, don't know about you, Chris, but as far as I'm concerned, Jimmy's saying that it's doom and gloom, which, you know, I kind of see that, but you wouldn't know it, would you, Chris? Because you
look... Not at the moment, no, Kerry. We can't see it happening just yet, but it is, I think, going to happen. I think the banks have offered a lot of assistance, which is great for the people that are struggling at the moment. But if there's a continuing increase in unemployment in Australia, then we are going to see things get a lot worse. And as Jimmy said, housing prices potentially go down due to people losing their job, having to sell investment properties and even owner-occupied properties, which may be an issue in the future, unfortunately. But I suppose that's where we set up Chapter 2. And what our aim is to do is to provide alternatives to bankruptcy, like Jimmy and CI1 do over in Hong Kong. So our model is based around negotiating directly with the creditors on behalf of clients, and what we refer to as an informal arrangement. So we negotiate directly with the banks, debt collectors, any creditors that the clients come to us with, and we negotiate either settlements with those creditors or payment plans that the clients can afford, which don't default their credit files, like bankruptcies or part-time debt agreements do. So we set up Chapter 2 about 5 years ago to offer these alternatives. And since then, we've also launched a mortgage broking arm to assist consumers who can't go to the banks to provide these solutions. There are a lot of different scenarios that you see out there. We do see a lot of debt consolidation, as Australia does have one of the highest household debt rates in the world. So we saw a need to launch a mortgage broking arm to Chapter 2 to assist clients holistically with their debt requirements.
I might have come talk to you. Chris, what makes Chapter 2 different? Because there are other people doing something similar to what you're doing. So you're listed on the ASX. ASX code is CI1. What makes you different from other companies that are doing something similar?
Well, the bigger players in the market, Fox Simes Associates and other companies, for instance, they provide formal debt agreements, which are similar to what Jimmy does in Hong Kong, whereby you whereby they sort of consolidate all the debts and offer a return back to creditors at a cent in the dollar. But the issue with these is that you're actually defaulted for 5 years. Now, our process doesn't involve this formal appointment. So we mitigate between the client and the creditor directly so that it doesn't impact their financial future, so that they're able to borrow in the future, they're able to restructure their debts through their properties, or so that at least they have an ongoing relationship with banks in the future. Because a lot of these people, or a lot of our clients, go through sort of this moment in time, but it's not a reflection of their life as a whole. You know, some people might go through a medical episode or lose a loved one or lose their job, and it's a temporary issue. And we think that some of these other alternatives that are provided by other companies may not assist them in the long term, but we make sure that our accommodate for their financial future.
So, Chris, obviously, Jimmy's mentioned the Australian economy. In terms of, first of all, I want to ask you about Chapter 2, and then we'll talk about credit intelligence in Chapter 2. Have you seen a very big uptick since COVID? Or, you know, you said that you started 5 years ago. Have you seen steady growth, or since COVID, has it just exploded? It'd be just interesting to get
out. Yeah, we've seen steady growth over the last 5 years. It has been, we have been getting word out there. It wasn't a known sort of option to go down the path that we do. But since COVID's hit, we have seen a huge influx of inquiries as to what to do. A lot of people are coming to us because they don't know how to tackle the banks, and we can provide them clients with that. There's been a big influx, and I think that it'll be even greater month on month.
Well, I can tell you the banks don't want to play very very much at the moment. So to have, I guess, that middleman in Chapter 2 is very good. Let me ask you, how has the integration gone with Credit Intelligence, the listing, and bringing on Chapter 2? How's that working, boys?
It's been really good. It's great to have the support of CI1. They're much bigger and have a lot more years experience than us. So it's been really good to share ideas and to plan how we're going to expand over the next couple of years.
And Jimmy, how does it work? Are you constantly in touch with Chapter 2? You see that as your entree into Australia. And earlier on when we were chatting, you were speaking about how you're looking to help people. I mean, it's not just about the restructuring. You see that this is a social economic disaster and that Credit Intelligence is looking at a better way for people to restructure. Would that be correct?
Yes, our business is a meaningful business in that we help people to solve their financial trouble, and it will bring social harmony to the society. So we are not making money out of the misery of other people, okay? Right. And I think the integration of Chapter 2 into CI1 will have a synergy effect, because we can use our capital market power to raise money, okay, to expand other business in the connection with Chapter 2. For example, we are talking about raising money so that we can do some secure lending business for people who have properties, but they have a problem in the cash flow and they cannot get a quick solution from the usual bank. And I think that there will be a good market to help people in this area. And Chris is working very hard in this area. So our capital market as a listed company will be a very useful tool to raise some money. People, they can earn good return by investing with a CI1 project, okay? Because virtually you can get zero interest, okay? from
the... Kind of hard to hear you at the moment. Jimmy, it's kind of hard to hear you. I'm not quite sure if your microphone's a little bit further away. Chris, are you having a little bit of...
Yeah.
It's a bit just a bit of a challenge hearing you at the moment. Jimmy, I'll come back to you in 2 seconds. Because what I want to do now is I want to take it from sort of the what the company is, because you're listed on the ASX. What I want to do now is I want to look at why should investors look at backing you as a listed company. You've listed 2 years ago.
Can you hear me, Kimi, now? Can you hear me?
That's a little bit better, isn't it?
Okay, so let me finish before Chris supplement, okay, his ideas. As a listed company, okay, we have good business people. If they want to invest in good stocks, I would like them to consider Sellone because we have a good growth potential. Okay, we are small, but we are beautiful, okay? We have still a lot of room to grow, okay? That's the one consideration. The other one is we are trying to setting up a fund, some kind of thing so that we can raise money from the capital market so that we can use the money raised to give financial help to people who have property in their hands, but they don't have enough cash flow. So maybe Chris can explain, okay, our plan, okay, briefly, okay? So, but on the other hand, because I see there may be many money in the market, either in the individuals or in some pension fund or other, okay, private equity, they want good return, but they cannot put return from the ordinary bank deposits. Okay, how can you make a good return from putting your money in the banks? Maybe 1% or less now? So I think that there will be a good chance for us to connect the investors, whether they're individual or where they are institutional, to form a fund. We can use the fund by Sellone through the Chapter 2 business in Australia so that we can do some secure lending business in Australia to help people to solve their cash flow problem by way of mortgaging their property, okay, to our fund to default. Maybe Chris, can you explain a bit more about our business plan? I think it's a business plan, our direction. It's a lot they confirmed deal, so I don't see this as an insider information.
Yeah, I suppose in short, Kerry, what we're looking to do is to set up a mortgage fund. So because it will complement our Australian business in regards to lending against people's property. As the banks are tightening up, we've seen that it's becoming more harder and harder to refinance. So we're looking at setting up a commercial secured lending business whereby we can lend against people's property without the hoops that you might need to go through with the banks.
Brilliant idea. Absolutely brilliant. And your timing is perfect because you're right. The banks in Australia, especially after the Banking Royal Commission, have completely shut down. And I know this firsthand. So it's pretty interesting. Look, guys, we do have to wrap it up in a moment. Full year results are coming out soon. Is that correct?
It should be the 31st of this month as it's close in today's announcement because we need a little more time because we have a Singapore business. But the lending business have a lot of transactions, so we need more time to deal with the creditors to finalize the final result. It should be released on the 31st of this month. But we have earlier indicated in our announcement and news that we have a big jump in our profit and revenue as compared to last year. And we have paid 3 dividends in 2 years. I think we have a good return to our shareholders. From 2018 in May, we declared 3 dividends. The last one is in April this year. So we are expecting that we may try our best to declare the dividend also this year.
It's a fascinating business model, gentlemen. I think, you know, in times of hardship, and we all know that things are getting a little bit tough down here, it's a different way of looking at the model. I welcome chatting to you both today. I think we should chat again towards the end of the year and see how things are tracking for you both. But ladies and gentlemen, it was delightful to talk with Christopher Mushan and Jimmy Wang. I'm sure we'll speak to you again. All the best. It's ASX code CI1, and we'll be talking to them again in the near future. Thanks for joining me today.
Thank you very much.
Yes.